Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As of October 12th, Sudan will no longer be subject to 20-year-old U.S. economic and trade sanctions. The United States decided to lift certain sanctions with respect to Sudan and the government of Sudan in recognition of Sudan's sustained positive actions in five key areas. First, the government of Sudan has maintained a cessation of hostilities in Darfur and the states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile. Second, it has improved humanitarian access across Sudan. Third, it has refrained from destabilizing activity in South Sudan. Fourth, it deepened its counterterrorism cooperation with the United States. And fifth, it has improved regional security by taking steps to counter Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army. In an official statement, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert noted that the government of Sudan's actions during the last 9 months show that it is serious about cooperating with the United States. However, much more progress is needed to achieve a lasting peace in Sudan and to cooperate with the United States on a range of priorities. These priorities include, among others, expanding humanitarian access, improving Sudan's human rights and religious freedom practices, and ensuring that the government ends its relationship with North Korea, to include ensuring full implementation and enforcement of UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea. According to a senior administration official, Sudan has pledged not to pursue or continue with any arms deals with the North Korean regime of Kim Jong-un. We will be closely monitoring the situation, and they understand that we have zero tolerance for continued arms deals with North Korea, the official noted. Despite the easing of sanctions, Sudan remains on the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. It also remains subject to U.S. and United Nations Security Council resolutions related to the conflict in Darfur, for which Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, faces international criminal prosecution on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The U.S. position remains unchanged on this issue. We continue to call for all those responsible for crimes in Darfur to be held accountable, said a State Department official. The United States, said spokesperson Nauert, is prepared to use additional tools to apply pressure if the government of Sudan regresses on progress in the five areas noted above, or takes negative actions on other areas of concern.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.